أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Sadaqallah, Sadaqallahul Azim. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. The seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to al-Islam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to witness the holy month of Ramadan. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to be in the life of this dunya, gaining the rewards that He has set the time for in the holy month of Ramadan. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to be witnessing Eid al-Fitr on this day, inshallah ta'ala, with so many millions of other Muslims around the world. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Ta'ala and we pray Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that just as the Muslims inshallah Ta'ala on this day are united in most part celebrating this day, inshallah Ta'ala, that He unite our hearts inshallah Ta'ala under the banner of La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, removing the divisions inshallah Ta'ala and blessing us bi'idhnillah to realize the prophetic saying in the hadith in which Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, we are as one body. Bi'idhnillah Ta'ala, Allah bless us to see this inshallah Ta'ala, and bless us bi'idhnillah Ta'ala to be risen on the Day of Judgment among the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the Fountain of Khawthar, inshallah. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has named this an Eid, a happy occasion. And this Eid, this word, we must understand that it is derived from the word Al-Aud. And Al-Aud means something that returns, that it comes back around. When it comes to the word Eid, Eidan, that means that it is a happy return with an auspicious occasion and a reputation that does not diminish with its return. For the Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has placed the happiness, where we say Eidan Sa'id, a happy return, because this inshallah ta'ala, this occasion marks another bringing down or sending down or awarding and rewarding from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This occasion, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is not one that can ever be man-made or man-designated. No matter what we may do, no matter what reward that we may desire, no matter what we may set up even as a day that we all get together to do something good, it still cannot dictate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He's going to do something for you. So He has set this day at the end of the sacrifice, at the end of the thirst for 30 days, the hunger for 30 days, during the hours that the sun is up, the long hours of Tarawih, remembering Him. After all of this purging, because this is, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Zakatul Badan. It is the zakah of the body. That means that, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لِيُزَكِّيهِمْ, with regards to the wealth, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ لِيُزَكِّيهِمْ, to purify. That is the zakah. It is the purification of the body. It is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the human being as a means for him to demonstrate his devotion. The holy month of Ramadan is the apex of devotion, in that it is all through the time that the Muslim is fasting, even if he's sleeping and he's fasting, that he is in dhikr. He is amongst the dhakirun, those who remember, dhakirin, if you want to use that particular word, same meaning. That one who is engaged in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Umar radiallahu anhu, he remarked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it seems like those who, the dhakirin, they run away with all the blessings. And he said, that's right. So when we are in this state of dhikr, this constant dhikr, because you can sit, some of us, best of us, mashallah ta'ala, you may be able to do dhikr for 4 or 5 hours, but 17 hours straight? No. Be very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult with concentration. But with the fasting, this is a constant dhikr. That even if you sleep, you have to sleep. You can't make dhikr in your sleep. But this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses you with this. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we mentioned in the khutbah on Friday, this was kutiba alaykum kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. This siyam, this fast, is not just for this ummah. This was written on everybody. Every single prophet, if he had an ummah, they had to fast. Kutiba alaykum kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. It was written on all of you, period. And we mentioned that the kafir, now the Nasara particularly, the Christians, they changed it. You don't call themselves, oh, well, we're going to make up for it by saying we're going to fast more days, but the way that we want to fast. Oh, well now, you know, just give up something. That's their way. And they claim, oh, well, God is love. But where's your love for God? How do you demonstrate that you love your Creator? What is that? What is the show of that? Prove it. Prove you love Him. Several Muslims today, you know, may have gone and encountered their counterparts, you know, oh, is Ramadan over? Yeah. Ooh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. That was, that's something. 30 days? Ooh. They shiver, you know, like you didn't scare them. Ooh. Really? I'm not kidding. But what it shows you is, I don't love God that much. They run around here, God is love, God is love. But where is your love for Him? What are you sacrificing to really demonstrate you love Him? That is really, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for the Muslim, think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give your Muslim brother billions of dollars. And we go to Mecca, if Allah bless you, and see what they've done with the money. Oh, mashallah, huge masjids. And you say, oh Allah, if I had the money, I would do this for your face. Or you hear of Muslims opening up orphanages. And you say, oh Allah, if I had the money, I would do this for your face because I love and appreciate you. Or you hear of Muslims, you know, building wells. Or they sending thousands of people to be hafiz. Or sending people to school for Islam or for other education. Doing things for the cause of Allah and you wish, mashallah ta'ala. Or writing books. Or doing something that takes something that you don't have in your capacity. That you want to do for Allah to demonstrate your love for Him. But when you look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, all of us, whether rich or poor, you can demonstrate your love by fasting. It doesn't take any money at all. Just an intention and devotion. And you gain equal reward no matter what's in your pockets, no matter what your condition, no matter what your language, no matter whether you are able to read in Arabic or not. This is the great equalizer. You show, I love you, Ya Allah, for your face. Here is my devotion. I am fasting. And it's between, look, like all love is intimate, this is between you and Him. Nobody knows truly if you fasting but you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you could be in the washroom making wudu, drinking the water. Bismillah. You know, who knows? It's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's real love. That's real love. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know in Hadith Qudsi, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah said to him, all of the deeds of Adam are for him, but fasting is mine. And listen very carefully, because I know you've heard this 1,000 times but don't understand it. Fasting is mine and I reward for it. One of my Muslim brothers asked me, he said, look, don't Allah reward for everything? Why? What do you mean by this? What does he mean by I reward for it? For the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, as on the light night of power, Laylatul Qadr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. They descend by the permission of their Lord on every errand, every amr, command. So they are commanded to descend the blessings to the children of Adam. Not for the fast. Fasting is mine, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I personally reward for it. That means when we, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted your fasting, He will meet you face to face and give you your reward. Here is your reward. Kulu washrabu, eat and drink from my Jannah. Face to face, you and Him. No separation, no angel, no messenger. You and Allah, He rewards you directly for it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, careful how you greet this day. Careful. Careful how you greet this day. Al-Imam Al-Hasan bin Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with all of them, he looked upon the people on Eid al-Fitr and they were laughing and playing. And he said to his companions, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the holy month of Ramadan a racetrack for his creatures. They run the race out of obedience to him for his pleasure. There are people who won that race and they gained their reward. And there are those who lost that race and lagged behind. What surprises me are those who can laugh on the day that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the muhsinun, those who have done the good, hasan, the good things, while those who fell short have lost. By Allah, if Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the veil from your eyes, every muhsin, every doer of good, will be busy doing more of his good works, and every sinner would be worried more about his sins than combing their hair or fixing their clothes. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, be careful how you spend this day. This is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again descends the angels. This is the day, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it dawns, a caller will call to those who have fasted. As he said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, come to get your reward. So our answer to the call on this day for Eid al-Fitr, as I mentioned before we began the Salah, this is where they come to find us. This is where you come to get your check from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is the day of rewards. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his reward is not like what the other rewards are. His reward is unlike any other king. If King Abdullah called you up right now and said, yo, I got something for you, you'd be ecstatic. So I need you to be at such and such place at such and such time. You would sleep there the night before. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia got something for me? Well, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who owns everything. And he says, I have something for you. We can't wait just a few minutes for the khutbah. SubhanAllah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We fasted 30 days. Can't wait a few more minutes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us our reward. We have to be careful, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't want to get to the finish line in sight and fall out and stop. We have to complete the sunnah. We have to complete the task. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, the shaitan is back on his job. He's been chained away. Your personal shaitan is loose with you now. There's no divine removal of him anymore. And so now, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the time to put that self-restraint into effect. The training that we just went through, now is the time that we have to use it. We have clean records, inshallah ta'ala. No sins. Clean, blank, and nothing but good deeds. Like you have all credits, or rather, yes, all credits in your account and no debits. That's a happy feeling. Ooh, I got stores. I got good deeds. Now you have to work to keep them. Now you have to work to keep the book clean. And the shaitan is not going to, he's going to bedevil you again until the holy month of Ramadan. You got a whole nother year to deal with your devil. Now is the time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to be careful and to guard what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you again, as I remind myself, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if the first of Shawwal arrives, a caller will call, O believers, come to get your reward. And he said, O Jabir, the reward of Allah is not like the rewards of kings. This is a real reward. Kullu man alayha fan, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, everything in this dunya will waste away. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But the face of your Lord will remain. And what He gives that's real is what's lasting. That's what we're working for. So take all of the dunya that you want. Stuff it in your pockets. Put it in your account. Spend it where you wish. At the end of the day, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the angel of death will come to you face to face, obscuring everything of your vision. And he will look at your eyes and shut them off. And he will look at your ears and shut them off. And he will seize your tongue and pull it out of your mouth. And you will know that your end has come, and everything that you strive for here, that was from here, will remain here. But what you sent forward, what you invested with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be on your way to find it. At that time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there's no more lagging when the angel of death has come for us. No more wondering about where our end will be. At that very moment, you will know if I have succeeded or failed. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, there is no better way to show your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He is giving you, you are giving Him. There's no better manners. There's no better exchange and no better way to get more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you know you are here with your hands open, you also have to give to Him. This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is the manners, this is the akhlaq, this is the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we must be careful how we execute it. The shayateen are loose and the gates of hell are open. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, be careful how you greet this day. Be careful how you meet this day. For surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking note. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah have mercy on him and his father, he said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the zakat al-fitr an obligation to purify the fasting Muslim from al-lagu wal-rith. Al-lagu is the vain, loose talk. And al-rith, this, subhanallah, subhanallah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put with just a simple pay of zakat al-fitr. The Arabs here, mashallah ta'ala, you know the word. But it covers so much that we don't even have the time to explain. Suffice it to say that it is most translated as the obscenities within the fast. And again, continuing from the hadith, he said, and to feed the poor. Whoever delivers the zakat al-fitr before the salah of Eid al-Fitr, then it will be zakat maqbula, meaning accepted, maqbula, an accepted zakat, that it has been, it's like the seal of your fast. It completes it. If there is like for those of you who may know something about carpentry and hanging drywall, you hanging up there, and then you see the person, they come out with the shellac, like the spackle, and they smooth out the wall. So if there's any bumps or indentations or something, that goes on there and they smooth it out. So this is the same thing that zakat al-fitr does for you. If anything that you may have made a mistake, big mistake, you know, like big mistakes. I'm just going to put it like that. I don't want any of y'all to get happy. Just say big mistakes. Or running off at the mouth, not saying what you should be saying. This zakat al-fitr that fills in all those holes. And makes your zakat, makes your fast complete. So long as it is paid before Salatul Eid. Continuing in the hadith. If it is paid after the salah, then it is considered just sadaqah. It's accepted as sadaqah, but it doesn't go and fill in them holes. So you might have a Swiss cheese fast. Yeah, gaping holes. You want to be careful about this. So it's very important, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Don't ever delay that zakat. Zakat al-fitr. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he even told the women, and with no other zakat, he said, if you have to sell your jewelry, pay the zakat al-fitr. If you have to sell your jewelry for the women, if you have to sell your jewelry, pay your zakat al-fitr. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I can not stress this enough, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this as a ni'mah. This is a blessing. This is a training. And this is a proving ground. That these ma'abideen, my slaves, these creatures truly love me. We have demonstrated, inshallah ta'ala, to the best of our abilities, that we hear and we obey. And we pray Allah ta'ala to accept our fasting, accept our prayers, accept our supplications, accept our zakah, accept our sadaqah. And inshallah ta'ala, bless us to meet that and to meet Him on the day of judgment, happy, rewarded, Him pleased with us, and us pleased with Him. Let us raise our hands, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in dua, inshallah. Allahumma, O Allah, O Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, O Allah, Al Ghafur Al Kareem, O Allah, Lord of the first and the last, O Allah, Lord of Musa and Ibrahim, O Allah, Lord of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last of the prophets and the last of the messengers, O Allah, accept our fasting, accept our prayer, accept our supplication, and accept our good deeds in the holy month of Ramadan. O Allah, forgive us of our shortcomings in this holy month of Ramadan. O Allah, forgive and forget all of our sins. O Allah, have mercy upon us and spare us your justice, and because your mercy is what we need and what covers everything. O Allah, on this day, pardon me, extend our greetings to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, and reward him on our behalf for the excellent mission that he completed. O Allah, grant us his intercession and grant us to meet him and to be amongst his ummah at the fountain. O Allah, make us the followers of his sunnah. O Allah, strengthen us against our selfishness and against our wicked desires. O Allah, return this month of Ramadan upon us and upon all the Muslims on the earth. O Allah, protect Islam and the Muslims from any evil. O Allah, grant them the victory and unify them to be as one soul, as one body, as one call for you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim fil alameen innaka حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وعيد مبارك كل عام وأنتم بخير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.